Can you believe we're on episode 22?
No.
No, because we're not.
I was like, I feel like we've done way more than that. Like, just today alone. That's such a big difference.
But did you think that
was going to make it episodes later?
Yes.
No, because we started talking about this right before I went to Oklahoma, but I don't know if it was like December that I went or like February when I went that we talked about doing it.
I think February, because I secretly was writing stories without telling anybody that I wanted to do it November and December.
It was December because I was planning my wedding. And I didn't really, really, really get into it until the date part until January. I changed the date.
And then from you listened to episode going to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I'm like, listen.
Because I remember I was at Kenan's work waiting for him to get off so we could just take off and drive all night. But I'm pretty sure it was December. Because I don't think I went in January. I don't know. It was somewhere around December to February. Because I remember changing the date from my wedding being in April to July. Not even knowing about COVID.
Yeah.
Just like time frame planning. I'm like, oh crap, I need to like push it out a little bit more. Even though the date had been planned for a year. It just magically like got pushed back a couple more months, which was a good thing.
I would have never truly imagined us having as many listeners as we have, basically having no, you know, like we started this. I told one person, you told one person when we hit record for the first time.
Right.
And I would have not ever imagined the amount of listeners that we have a week listen to us.
I know. And the total downloads.
I know. It's crazy. And it's just like we're episode now
26.
So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
For keeping us going and supporting us.
Make sure, you know, at least tell like one or two of your like crimey friends. Like, hey.
In these states of.
Yeah, we do still need a few more states.
And then we'll be all 50 plus some different countries.
I know. We have like a lot of countries. A lot.
So they don't even know us.
They
and
don't.
They love us.
They do.
I hope.
Maybe not.
So the states that we still need: Iowa, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, South Dakota, and Wyoming. So if you know anybody in those states, are you going on vacation? Make sure to
give us a listen.
Listen to us and let people know.
Because soon as we hit those last few states,
we have a drawing.
And to be entered in that drawing, all you have to do is go and join our discussion group on Facebook, which is TCWI Discussion Group. That's easy. Like, just be in the group and you get entered in.
Easy peasy.
Lemon squeezy.
So, you ready to continue this freaky Thursday where I'm Leslie? So, are you ready to get started? And bear with me if these grammar is not correct, because I did not type it. I just read it.
When I wrote these notes, I was not expecting to have somebody else read it. So I wasn't grammar policing. It's short notes for me to like jot my memory, okay? So don't judge me.
Well, this is where you can chime in and be like, well, that's what I meant. They should be used to it by now. They're already now about to be 4 episodes in. So let's get started. So this is going to be a mini story, but it's a couple pages long, so I don't see how you got the mini part to that.
No, like this case is very complex. Like it's a big case. If we actually did this as a true episode,
it'd be more detailed.
It would be way more detailed, more information. But I didn't want to go into like tons and tons of research because, as I mentioned, and you'll read it in a second, I want you to go listen to another podcast.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, then let's get started. All right. So this is going to be a mini story compared to what Alyssa Turney's case should be. But if you want the full dive, you need to check out her sister Sarah's podcast called The Voices for Justice, which is Alyssa's sister.
Yes.
Okay.
So, like, if you went missing, I would be the one that's Well, because you're here, not our other sister.
Why we gotta go missing?
Well, I'm just saying, well, I mean, okay. I don't know if she listens, and if you don't listen, you are not my friend. Just kidding, you are my friend. But,
wait, like, you mean your sister?
No.
Who? You talking about Sarah or Alyssa?
No, I'm talking about, I don't know if you remember this, but our senior year when my friend went missing. And I was Detective Leslie, and I found her before the cops found her. And I was like, here's the address where she is last known to be. Go find her now, please, and thank you.
Why is she, like, found on a boat or something, and the boat flipped? And
no, that was another friend. I have a lot of I'm talking about Jessica.
I know.
That was the other Jessica. Oh, my Jessica friends are really bad about going missing.
I didn't know both Jessicas went missing.
Both, yes. Jessica, like, you know, like, Jessica. She went missing for, like, 24 hours.
Mm.
Yeah, and I found her.
Didn't you have another friend that goes missing, too?
Just those two that I know of right off. The one Jessica, like, I legit found her. I was like, not today! You cannot go missing. Not today. And I, like, caught everybody, went to everybody, like, blessed that was seeing her, because she spent the night with somebody, and I was like, excuse me, where's she at? And they're like, oh, well, we went here, and she didn't come home with me. I'm like, excuse me? So then I went to that place, and then I went to this place, and then finally, like, after so many places, somebody was like, oh, well, I took her to this address. Do you know where this address is? I'm like, no. And so I gave that address to the cops, and sure enough, she was there.
Like, just chilling out or in danger?
I don't really know. Like, she seemed fine, but, you know, Jessica, she can handle herself. But,
what? Well, look at you.
Today's episode is brought to you by Restaurants.com. So, Tamara, how did you like our business meeting today? Well,
you know how much I love Mexican, but the fact that we only spent $5 on a $25 gift card was amazing.
Yes, it was. Like, our $50 meal that we spent today on all of our queso and rice and greatness and chips.
Fajitas and tacos.
I could go on. We literally only paid $30. That's amazing.
Literally.
That is amazing. It's like, ka-ching, we saved $20. And you can too. All you have to do is go to www.restaurants.com/podcast. And you can search your area of what restaurants are near you. Get your gift card.
Check out the requirements.
Dollars on end. And eat great food at a cheap price. I mean, that's restaurants near you, you guys.
And there's, what, like 1,000 restaurants to choose from? Not just Mexican, but, you know, that's my top pick.
I seen Mexican when I looked it up. I'm like, Tamara, meeting? ? Mexican?
I'm like, well, I had it for dinner, but yes. Okay. Anyway, so, you know, ramble on. So let's go ahead and get started with the story. So Alyssa was last seen on, maybe you should be a detective. Sidetrack.
I wanted to be a detective.
I know, that's why we do this. Alyssa was last seen on May 17, 2001. This was the last day of school of her junior year at Paradise Valley High School in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm sorry, but how can any high school be paradise? That's what I took from that. Her stepfather, Michael Cherney, so was she adopted?
It kind of goes more into that.
Okay. Thing. Sorry, I'm jumping to the conclusion. Her stepfather, Michael Cherney, picked Alyssa up from school early. Huh?
I think it does. If not, I'll tell you.
Okay. Once again. Her stepfather, Michael Cherney, picked Alyssa up from school early, and the two went out for lunch, then came home. Some of the... okay. Now I feel like you...
That's a little.
Yeah. I need my pen. I gotta know where. No, that one. I point with it. I gotta know where I'm at. Okay, my pointer stick. Some of this information I want you to take with a grain of salt. It comes from her stepfather. So if you didn't see our post in the discussion group around August 23rd, you will find out later on. But Michael stated that he got into an argument during the meal because Alyssa wanted more privileges, and when they returned home, she was upset with her stepfather. She went into her room all ticked off. Michael left the house around 1 p.m. to run some errands. And what?
I'm looking at my tub.
So, wait a minute, you're doing like I am. Is this what distracts you all the time?
Yeah.
Okay. Michael left the house around 1 p.m. to run some errands and then picked her sister, Sarah, up. He tried to call Alyssa while he was out, but she didn't answer the phone. Sarah also had walked to a friend's house to wait because Michael didn't pick her up from school. So, wait a minute. He picks Alyssa up, but leaves Sarah intentionally?
Looks okay. A little fishy, doesn't it?
Okay. Just making sure I read that right. When Michael returned home around 5 p.m. with Sarah, he asked her to go check on her sister, but Alyssa was gone. They had found a note from supposedly Alyssa saying she was running away to California. That's a little run. I mean a lot of run. Her note said, quote, "Dad and Sarah, when you dropped me off at school today, I decided I really am going to California. Sarah, you said you really wanted me gone. Now you have it. Dad, I took $300 from you." So that night, she was reported as a runaway. So where's her mom?
Okay, so I guess...
Okay, am I going to find out later on?
I don't think so.
Okay, we'll find out later.
Okay.
We'll find out later because I feel like we always ruin the story. Initially, police officers treated Alyssa as a runaway and believed she could be either in California, where she had some family, possibly, or still in Phoenix. But soon after, they believed it was foul play in her disappearance. Alyssa's $1,800 that she saved was untouched in her bank account, and she left her keys, cell phone, and makeup all behind as well. But apparently, a black backpack was missing. Michael said she called him a week later from a payphone in California, but quickly hung up. This was the last trace of her. Alyssa was very close to her siblings. So did she have more than one sibling?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just the one is a big role in this because she's basically the one that got justice for her sister.
Gotcha. Okay. Her friend and her boyfriend, but she never mentioned any runaway plans to them, and none of them heard from her after she went missing. Alyssa's friend described her as a normal teenager with a rebellious streak. She experimented with marijuana and she sometimes skipped class, but overall was a good student. Her friends did say that Michael was a strict parent with Alyssa. He would regularly search Alyssa's room, monitor her phone conversations, and sit outside of the restaurant where she worked. Okay, I understand most of that, but sitting outside of her work is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Police found contracts that Michael wrote and made Alyssa sign for a forensic psychiatrist said it shows Michael had an absolute need for control and dominance of Alyssa. And Michael also had surveillance cameras set up inside the family house, and all calls in and out of the house was recorded. That's just too much. So were they able to like figure out by all this craziness, or
I know.
Michael refused to take a polygraph, which is suspicious. I don't even know what's going on here, so I'm just saying what looks suspicious and what doesn't. Or sit down with the police for an interview. But he did communicate with the cops through fax. Why? Because he can't lie. And I mean, I won't sit down and take a polygraph because it could tell me I'm lying. I'm not going to sit face to face because if I lie, my face might turn red, or I might start laughing, or you might see me twitch, or whatever your lie tick is. But I will fax you. I will email you. And I will talk to you on the phone where you can't see me and my face reaction. Is how I assume that kind of took place. He never gave police the surveillance tapes for the day that Alyssa went missing. Suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
But said that he had reviewed 8 hours of footage and seen nothing of interest. Well, why couldn't they just get a warrant and get that? I might be thinking ahead, but...
You are.
Okay. He said the phone recording system wasn't operating on the day that Alyssa called him after the disappearance. Convenient. Just to mention, this is the first time I've ever heard the story by reading it, so you get my full reaction as I read it. They may really like this or really hate it. We don't really know. Oh, and to mention that Michael was a former law enforcement. No wonder he knew what he could reject and what he couldn't.
He knew exactly what he could and couldn't do and couldn't say and couldn't. Sneaky, sneaky.
More suspicious. Says he made over 30 trips to California to look for her, and the cameras in and out of the house was just for security reasons. So, did they look at the cameras and see if he actually left for 30 times? Several people claimed Alyssa told them that Michael had sexually abused her or had tried to. She said that Michael gagged and handcuffed her. Michael denies all the allegations and says he is a good parent whom he never harmed his stepdaughter. The year before her disappearance, Michael called Child Protective Services telling them that if Alyssa ever filed a child molestation complaint against him, she was lying. Well, that's something somebody suspicious would say. I mean, wouldn't you know if they did call, because they would have came after you?
Yeah.
But to say, if she did, she was lying. And then they're probably like, why would you think that she would just say that? And then I'd be like, we need to look into this, if I was Child Protective Services, just saying. A Florida man.
Always a Florida man.
That's what I'm thinking. All of our dum-dums are Florida men. So, and we in Arizona, but we in Florida right here. A Florida man confessed to her murder in 2006, but after cops looked into it, that story turned out to be false. Why would you confess to a murder?
Like I told you on another episode, I don't even know what episode that was.
It was a missing 13 minutes.
Yeah. You got like merged two episodes. 13 minutes was the document. We're talking about missing Mondays. But yes, it was when we talked about the playing cards.
Oh,
they said about the jail and everything.
Yeah. Well, that too. There was two different ones that we've done. The 13 minutes, the person confessed and then they found out.
Oh, okay. I got you now. You just merged the two things. Okay, yeah. I got you. Go on.
I wouldn't even think about the one we just did. In December 2008, 7 years after her disappearance, police got a search warrant. Wait a minute. Why they gotta wait 7 years?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Holy cow. All right. 7 years after her disappearance, police got a search warrant on the home where Alyssa had lived, where it should have been done right away because everything was suspicious. And the home across the street where her family lives now.
Like, they lived here, and then they just moved across the street. Yeah, I think it was like a family, kind of like, you know, like his parents, okay. You know.
Looking for evidence in Alyssa's case. It took 7 years. You know, any DNA is gone now, and any hard evidence is gone. All investigators did a find videotapes of all Alyssa at her home during the search, dated back to the 1980s, but not of the ones from the day she disappeared. So they had all the videos except for that day?
Years and years before, but that day she went missing, nope, that tape was gone.
Awkward. It's even awkward if he did nothing wrong, why they would all of a sudden be missing.
Don't be suspicious.
Well, why do you wait 7 years? You can get plenty of time to get that erased. During the search, they find 19 high caliber assault rifles, 2 handmade silencers, a van filled with gas cans, and 26 homemade explosives filled with gunpowder and nails. It was the largest stockpile of explosive discovered in Phoenix Police Department history. Now, why is somebody going to need all that? Okay. Michael was taken into custody on several weapon charges. When he was arrested, he had 2 handguns and a recording device. Why is he always recording?
He's crazy.
7 magazines of ammunition and a knife on him. Also, during the search, police also found a 98-page document titled, basically, A Diary of a Madman in his home. In the document, Michael wrote that he had already... How did I just get wet? I was touching it and look, it's wet now.
Ooh.
In the document, Michael wrote that he had already killed 2 assassins that were responsible for his stepdaughter's death, and that Alyssa was buried in Desert Center, California. So why wouldn't he just, like, admit or say, hey, I found assassins, blah, 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 blah. Why you gotta have explosives?
Yeah. Yep. Keep reading.
He wrote that he planned to blow up the Union Hall in revenge and kill himself in the process. Okay, I mean, I guess I'll just wait to ask why he wants to do that, but... The police believe that he may have stopped him just in time. They found the weapons and explosives on December 11th. The next meeting at the Union Hall was scheduled for December 15th. Oh. So, I guess maybe that's why they waited 7 years. But they still shouldn't have waited. He could have been arrested way beforehand.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In an interview after his arrest, Michael claimed that the bombs weren't his and the police had planted them in his house. Wait, didn't he just admit to it and had a recording device on him?
And guns and knives.
But they were planted.
Yeah.
Okay. He did admit that he had planned to take his own life in order to bring attention to Alyssa's disappearance. What, that he was guilty? In March 2010, Michael pleaded guilty to possession of 26 unregistered pipe bombs. Wait, he just said that he wasn't guilty. Now he's saying he's guilty again?
He's crazy.
Okay. He was sentenced to the max term of the 10 years in federal prison. Although 2 of Michael's children testified during the sentence hearing that he was not a violent Manny? I guess that's supposed to be a violent man. You put Manny.
Yeah, he was kind of like a dad and Nady. He's a baby.
Okay. He was not a violent man. After Michael was released from prison, so he's out. Oh, gosh. After Michael was released from prison in 2017, Alyssa's younger sister met with her dad and asked him questions about Alyssa's disappearance. He told her he would only provide honest answers on his deathbed. Well, that's even more suspicious. And I'd be scared if I was there to even go talk to him. Or if the state would agree to execute him. So he wanted to be killed if he confessed?
Mm-hmm.
Did he have that in recording?
She was recording it.
Oh, well, maybe if it was in the house, it was already being recorded and then she could get it before he got to it. In August 2020, Michael was arrested and charged with second-degree murder in Alyssa's presumed death. No further information has been released about this case against him. He is awaiting trial. Well, I could have told you he murdered her for the first stage. I didn't even know any of this story, but just from the suspicious activity, I knew it was a stepdad. So now, why did Alyssa have his last name?
Her mother.
And where was the mother?
Her mother died. I didn't know if I had it in there.
No.
But her mother died. And I think Sarah is Michael's biological child. Mm. But Sarah was it, but he adopted her, you know.
Being the older sister. Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha.
But she died and she still stayed with him.
Gotcha.
I received a phone call today, about 20 minutes ago, from Detective William Anderson of the Phoenix Police Department. And he let me know that a warrant was issued for my father's arrest, and he is now in custody and being charged with the homicide of Alyssa. This moment feels so unreal. But I wanted to come on here and say thank you to all of you, to every single person that shared this story for so many years, for listening to this podcast. Without you guys, this would have never happened. Without your support, without making this podcast successful, without you liking on social media and sharing her story and keeping this pressure on, it would have never happened. You guys are all voices for justice, and that is all I ever wanted. I cannot thank you enough. I don't have all the details right now, but once I do, I will make a longer update. But I wanted to come on here and say thank you for being my family. And thank you for caring about Alyssa as much as I do. I couldn't have gotten through this without each and every one of you. I love you guys so much. This process has been absolute hell. I never ever wanted to get on media. I never wanted to make my own podcast, but we did it, you guys. I don't know what comes next, but I'll definitely let you know as soon as I find out. But thank you, and I love you, and I'll talk to you next time.
So do you have a dum-dum of the day other than the...
Yes, this one kind of made me chuckle, and I know you wouldn't do this one, and it's kind of... But, you know, I just don't care. Kind of like our other one. I just don't care.
What are you talking about, the other one? You mean the others?
I'm talking about, like...
I know. Go ahead. Bzz, bzz. Oh, my God. Is your phone going off?
My phone is going off. Got a text message. Okay. So, since we already said it's a Florida man is arrested for having sex with Olaf in Target.
With a what?
With Olaf.
Olaf? Like the stuffed animal.
Yeah, poor Olaf. A Florida man was arrested for allegedly having sex with a stuffed Olaf toy and a unicorn in a Target store.
And a unicorn?
And a unicorn. 20-year-old entered the store on October 22nd, 2019. Approached a display of Disney's Frozen merchandise. He selected a large Olaf stuffed animal and then laid Olaf on the ground and started dry humping him.
Oh my gosh, that's dumb. Why would you need to do that?
I don't know.
Dumb.
Yeah, so I think that, and that's what made me chuckle when you was like, you know, ran the story earlier. I'm like, oh, gotta do this one because she's not gonna do this one.
No. Definitely wouldn't.
Tamara would have seen it and was like, oops, skip. What happened on the 23rd?
Oh my gosh, that's what I really do. If I don't like it, and then I really do change the day.
See, I know you. I don't even know that you have to do that when you're researching.
Well, a lot of the times when I look for it on the actual date, it's like another murder, and I'm like, well, that's not dumb. That's like not gonna be a dum-dum of the day. I mean, it's probably dumb they murdered somebody, but not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for Waffle House dancing ketchup fight.
Something to palate cleanse our story that we read.
Exactly.
So leave you in a good little chuckly moment.
So stay tuned for our next dum-dum of the day.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.